Hi, Adele. How was the show?
It was good. It was with Dave Ross, who is 10 years into stand-up comedy, and he literally, as a baby comic, was born relatively woke.
Oh, okay.
As a white man. And I like him. I've always liked him. I like his comedy. And his dorkdom, his album is called The Only Man Who Has Ever Had Sex. Which is easily one of the funniest. I mean, and I would say, I was like, I can't think of anything funnier in a name of an album. So I think it might be the funniest album.
It may be the funniest album name.
And his dorkdom, which we didn't get to till minute 17, poor thing, because we waded off into stand-up comedy and talking about how funny that title is.
Yeah, 14 minutes, no problem.
Yeah, 20. Anyway, but it was Zelda, the Zelda franchise.
Oh, the video game. The video games, the Nintendo Legend of Zelda.
And he's never owned a Game Boy.
Oh, so he's always played the console versions, because there have also been Game Boy versions of these
I've
games.
Only played Game Boy versions.
Oh, right.
Right.
I've played a little bit of both.
Well, you would. You would have the
action. It's true.
The option. And and he makes me want to get a Switch, but I'm already ignoring our PS4.
Right.
Trying to, that's why it's behind that wall. That's why it's behind that.
Yeah, we bricked it in. It's the console of Amontillado.
I wish I got that. You'll have to explain that. What is that?
It's the Edgar Allan Poe story, the Cask of Amontillado, where he gets, where the guy gets bricked in.
Oh, I vaguely remember that. But what a great reference to pull out of your earball, Andy Ashcraft. Well played. So it's an open world, Zelda, and it goes on forever. And he had one problem with it. And it was that the storyline wasn't as big as the world.
Right, right.
So he ended up finishing the story before he had done all the side missions and gotten all the other things. And then you're allowed to do it.
Right.
A star shows up saying that you beat the big boss. But and it was kind of fascinating. He was like, it was super sad until you won. Oh. And then you were like, I did a good thing.
Oh, good.
Because it's 1,000 years after the last Link and 100 years after our current hero was put into cryogenetics.
Cryostasis.
Yeah, cryostasis. That's the word I'm looking for. And he wakes up in the Temple of Resurrection.
Okay.
And he lost to the bad guy.
Right.
Ganon something.
Ganondorf?
So he wanders around he's in his underpants, and he goes out into the big wide world, and he has to find clothes and food, and he meets very few people, and there's very little music, he said, in the game.
Right.
It's mostly just wind and trees, and then you wander around. But he said he's actually gotten quite good at cooking.
Okay.
Because there's a cooking part to it where you get hearts and you get some power-ups, resistance, right, to lightning and stuff.
Yeah.
And we ended up talking for about 20 minutes about the cooking.
Oh.
And then I was like, we're at an hour. And he's like, and I just talked about the cooking. Damn it. So we'll have to have him back on
when
Breath of the Wild 2 comes out.
There's well more to talk about in Zelda, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, the classic problem with open worlds versus story, right, is there's a conflict between, hey, I can go and do anything,
right,
versus, hey, there's a thing that you need to do.
Right.
And so how games sort of navigate, like how much you get, how much exploration they force you to do,
right,
in the process of doing the thing that you have to do,
right,
versus,
because it's always been they force you to go these certain ways, and you have to learn these things so that you can beat the game,
right, and then sometimes they don't force you, but it's just a good idea, because if you don't do them by the time you get to the boss, you're just not powerful enough.
Well, and that's what he thought. He was like, oh, I'm at the boss, I'll probably lose, and he did not.
Oh, right.
And he was like, oh, well, I guess I must continue.
In some ways, this is a better solution.
Yeah?
Right?
Oh, that
You get both. You get the story that you can just go and do because there's dramatic impulse to do it.
Right.
And then you can go and explore the world.
And it's no longer a DVD. He's on a Switch. Yeah,
everything's streaming now.
Right, everything's downloadable, and he says he's beaten about half of the downloadable content, which he had to pay an extra $20 for, I guess. But the world was so huge, the $65 or $60 that it was initially, and it's so big that he's like, there's so much to do that. Okay, here's the real question. So sorry. Could they do downloadable content that was a new story within that?
Oh, sure.
Because you're just like, wait.
Oh, absolutely.
And then let's say you keep playing it. You're at 40% of all the done all the game. And then all of a sudden the new downloadable content. Guess who's back? Ganon. He turns up in the Resurrection Temple.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's
Whole other game, though.
It's a whole other game, but it's absolutely possible to do.
Yeah.
Right. Once you have that game, then it's just more download.
This has been quite the phone bonus.
I wanted to get a little bit more game design talk into it.
I know it. It's interesting. The last two episodes have been sort of gamey, and you like to sit in when there's game design or game talk.
I kind of do like to sit in.
I know it. I should get a third set of headphones.
No.
Don't go there.
No. It shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, I can't. So listen to this show.